Friends, this morning I'm turning to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verses 18 and 19. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 18 and 19. And all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To will that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Bro, can you please read that in chief for
us?
We thank the Lord for his word. This morning, our subject is reconciliation. Reconciliation is man's greatest need. And okay, idea I am here so, idea I am here. Or can be because empata. The reconcile. Please, what did you say about that? Who has reconciled us to himself and in the means of reconciliation?
Apata
Akrien Afam. So when you see the reconciliation, you know, dominating this passage. When we say within these two verses, no, can one say five times empata. Then no one are able to pay. We are going to talk about reconciliation between us and God, how God has reconciled himself with sinners when we were once enemies of God, when we were far away from God, and the way he has reconciled us to himself. And like I said, it is man's greatest need. So, in fact, here you can watch me. In fact, here we are going to come afaso. Actually, I can't ban in chain. Abra, maybe now here a tamfo. Now you need to be biakan. A kwanya of fast we actually ban ho and any reconciliation and any empathy. Empata a kwanya of faso a di actually a ban ho. So reconciliation is like the end of hostility, end of enmity, end of hatred. A dibia abay a new yanku kwany mwa abe si yenuno or tanya newaye in temuno ababisia no kra. Na eadia ehunye yi se obi ni obi enya sem na ombesan akambom ewiati mu kra no sanetie. In this world there's reconciliation everywhere, and it's very very important. It's worthwhile to always reconcile among families, among friends, among co-workers, wherever there comes to be a friction, there's the need for a reconciliation. So we are going to see how God, who in this case is our greatest model when it comes to reconciliation, what he has done to reconcile us unto himself. So reconciliation, as I said, at all levels, it is a very, very important thing when people are separated. And because when people are separated from themselves, there are people who have not been speaking to each other for years. And it's very, very bad. It affects families. It affects even churches. When such things go on in a family or in a church, say, if you are a So being will be in Kasa for a long time, a idea it may do how a bar if you hope. And it must be a sorry munsu. A sorry so a team also. So being will be in Kasa for a long time, and it may be very bad. Those who are a bit older and know about the time of the revolution and the military rule. For about 20 years, Ghana was under military rule, going through a revolution. And when we return to civilian rule, the government of that day set up a reconciliation committee There was a committee set up. It was called a reconciliation committee. The American said the American said, and Cabon who in Yano, Ghana Hakra, and maybe Anna Rollins Motime, no, Ombedi or Manuswa, Befia, Edun. A chair, your son, Ben, would say, Yama, your beba civilian room. A banner or this one can say, if you say, your tea committee be, Ombedi, your term. He said, there were hostilities. People had been offended. People had been killed unjustly. A lot of things had happened. People were bitter. So there had to be a reconciliation for the nation to move on. And it's the same with God. We have to be reconciled to God. Otherwise, friends, mind you, we were created to glorify God, as I always say, and to enjoy Him forever and ever. But how can you glorify God when you and God, you are alienated from God? When you are separated from God, the source of life, you can never glorify Him and enjoy Him. So there's the need for you to be reconciled to God once again. The American is saying, boy, say you better know any money. I'm the two boy, no, no. Now you better enjoy with me. Damn, when you now, so now, so you better make me a one. I just say only the back one. Obi, I only tell you a better know what you mean. Actually, any money. I just say only the back one. That is what it is. You have to be reconciled to God before you can glorify Him and enjoy Him forever and ever. So, reconciliation means coming back together again after a hostility. It means to restore to friendship or to make up after a quarrel. And then it presumes that there was an affection before the quarrel. We had a good relationship. And then after the quarrel, we became each one to himself or to herself because something had happened. Said the name in Yankupon Tia, and Yankupon, a boy, and now only a bacon. Bibin a tea, and a matter a tiny ever die in Yankupon Tim. It next thing Yankupon, your son in the year back with you, and Sana, Yakos, Tibia, not only your own person, your son, Akum. Now say, not until this is done, not until you are reconciled with God, whoever you are, whatever your position, whatever you have, how wealthy you are, you can never know peace. Sesa adie ama onu nyankopon temu a emfa ho ni de wa wasua mu makodru ana se de usika semtie wunya peace e wo se wi ase muda de bia no na bibi e how bibi how sa e wi ase mu sa de tie ani nya ye because we are not reconciled to God. So when you are reconciled to God, you know whatever situation you are, you accept it. You know that you are with God. I read about a report in a newspaper, I think it's called The Times in London some time ago, and they said some young men and women were interviewed. These people that were interviewed were people who were like the working class. They were interviewed, and they all expressed their depression with life. People in where we call advanced countries, they were depressed with life. Why? Without life, without God, life without God, it will never, never, never give you hope and peace. No matter what you achieve, you have to be reconciled to God before you can really have hope and peace in this world. The American says, London, Ghana phone college, and Abacona, Asala, Umpe Visa, alcohol. A home year interview. Emma, any power interview, any power home year Juma, working class, young people. I will be able to say, Omi Juma. And for me now, almost all of them will be as a Brabana or Bono, any new home. I didn't hear. Because we don't have God. And therefore, there's no peace. Inner peace in our heart, it is never there until we are reconciled to God. As I've said, we're created to glorify Him and then enjoy Him. And there has been a loggerhead. There's trouble between us and God. And therefore, we can never, never endure. So our greatest need is to be reconciled to our Creator. The greatest need of man is to be reconciled to our Creator. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. So the most important thing is to be reconciled to your Creator. There is a Bible commentator called Dr. Leon Morris. There's a book in our bookshop. The title is The Atonement, Its Meaning and Its Significance. We will be out strong and crafted back home of your office. Now, or Cassie, yes, we will not wound war, carving, nafitre, any a passoire. Look at what he said. He said, reconciliation is not a word to describe good relations in general. It means good relations which follow when an enmity has been overcome. Or sister, one who will tell me a bear final, and yes, if you are with your meaning and tell me yet now, or just a yes, one who will carve it, and yes, and somehow because I will tell my back, and this is our time, a woman tell me no year if you want. There a buyer and my own tell me ever sign. This is our time if you go. And sana, what you mean, I can say, when you know, Ababe Bakum. So it means bringing people together into a state of friendship again after they have been on loggerhead. And you say, and sana, if I can say, I feel you know why Bakum, any part of first, or my Bakum, or my young four, not a failure, or my term at the tier. Now, almost I have a beyond any affair is a reconciliation. Almost I have a beer back with you. It means replacing enmity with friendship. It means ending the quarrel. There's a quarrel between us and God, and not until we are reconciled the quarrel continues. God is always angry. There's another small book there, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. When you read that book, you know what it means when we say God is angry. Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. So there must be an end to this quarrel. God and us must reconcile before we can be friends again. So we are going to prove that there is separation between God and man. And if I bring you say a new young woman and temati, if you say the Bible, no, a church, me who say I'm part. Say a free say, you're not Adam, no, a quiet body, and you're not going to tell me any bad with you. We all know how friendship is. It's a very wonderful thing, but then when it is destroyed, you regret it. It brings so many problems, as I've already said, both in the families, in our homes, and in our churches. And therefore, there's a need for this friendship to be restored. And we know that whenever there's separation between two people, there's the offending party and there's the offended party. The offending party is the one who has behaved badly and the one who has been offended. The American is saying, Sandy Baker said, Bibi Abba Ubini Ubin Temno, Aye Bakuna Aye Baku Bibi. You were the Waye Bibino, and Aye Wadiye, Yedi Bibino Ayeno. There are two people in this thing, the offended and the one who, the offending party and the offended party. Let's think of in the Bible, we have Cain and Abel, or Judas, how he betrayed Christ, or even all the congregation of Asia when they all turned away from Paul. You see, this is what we are talking about. One has offended the other. One hurting and then the hurt. The one who is hurting and the one who is hurt. And the result is what we call unfriendliness or alienation. There has been an alienation because of something that has happened. So between God and ourselves, what is it that has happened? Why does this enmity exist between us and God? That is the question we are going to answer today. And it's a well-known passage in the Bible. So when I say that we have the offender and the offended, who is the offender and who is the offended between us and God? So you can say, offended any offender, yeye ni nyame ntem no hwan na why ni yanko bone. We know who God is. He is called the God of love. We know who Christ is. We know he is called gentle Jesus, meek and mild. We know who the Holy Spirit is. Do you think that God, who is describing all this, will just hate us for nothing? I'm sure the answer is no. You believe it? Say, yeah, ni nyakupo hana aye ni nyakupo ni. Uji se nyakupo na aye boni, ana aye ni aye nyakupo boni. Ami kasi nyakupo ni friend ni nyakupo hana oye odo. Ena se ukan Yesu swa Yesu oye ubia kasi ubia oye gentle. Ubi owa amubrasie owo oni ebufu. Ena se kama ukungu swa inuwa ya kama ukungu se ya kama. Inti ebede na omu abaye ye boni. It is man who began to offend God. Enipa, ena yidika ye onyankopon boni. Maybe I make a say, enipa na enipa ko ye onyankopon boni. Maybe bring, enini soma onyankopon boni. I remember sometime we went to evangelize somewhere around this area, and there was a man in his house. He said he has never done anything wrong to God. People don't know. People don't even believe they have offended God because they have not seen God. So how can we offend God? But let's see the story of our first parents, Adam and Eve, which we all know. They were placed in the Garden of Eden, and they were living in perfect harmony with God. There was friendship between God and Adam. They worked together in the garden. Yet now, Adam and Eve, brother, Nyakubombo, we are here. Was it we be here, Papa? It's not just Adam and Eve. It's not only your Papa. No, me Nyakubombo, tell me, Eba, na boni be here. No more than four, you go on no more cassa. But the other idea is that even though you go on Adam, I have back on. So Adam is here, you go on the woman, or betting Yashia. Adam was capable of falling, even though he was at one with God. So it was like they were in a probation. God gave him his love, his everything, but they were in the probation. Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, it says that, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Now, who can catch it? He said, so what not as you soon, we made the beer heavier, the more gave up three and see only beer, men for one thing. So that was the probation. If Adam was able to live like that without touching the tree, then the friendship was going to continue. But the moment Adam fell, the friendship was broken. When I go catch Adam and say, we made the beer, the more gave up three and men for one thing, and that was a canoe. That one will be. Surely die now, our cowardly just say, obey physically, because Adam is dead. Well, but obey whom? Or in the term, or in the temptation, and you save you. I feel you are the temple. Now, wait a report on what's wrong. It's on a boo, we are on a mount home, on a more baby. It's over any temple. I think it's the world. Was it the day that you eat it, you surely die. So, while they obey God, then it means they were saying that you are our hope. All our trust is in you. Abra omo eni se di abano. No mo chese. Omo ni nyangu ponche mi ebako. Omo ni omo ni danso. Omo ni omo biya sheli. But ayedeni eni se owo ekodada omo. Just as mo bise am. And that is the question many people ask when they want to confuse you with scriptures. Yesterday we were talking to a young man at the back of the road there. And some people had come to him and deceived him, stressing the scriptures. That's what the devil that he said, had God said, he shall not eat of every tree of the garden. Nyankopon akan se. Mamu niya na. Even though when Nyankopon akan se about the bibi ekotu om trim, so had God said that you should not eat of the fruit of the garden. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. Inti wong 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 or the or trying to appreciate on the tree. The moment you are almost GDR on the FN or Tanaba, only when you can go for anything. So their eyes were open and they realized that they were naked. But no one here, no one sent ideas, no one knows someone sent ideas. Now, how is the sign and I am born? Uncle DF and who said, almost sent ideas into Omgane. They ran away to hide in the place. Where can you hide before God? Where can you hide before God? But they went to hide. The moment that thing happened, they had a new nature. And that's why they went to hide. Before then, whenever God comes, they will be with God. But when they disobeyed God, now they were hiding. Because now they had a carnal mind. They were hiding. They knew that they were naked. They knew that they had offended God. So now God, man has turned his back on the loving God. He has become an enemy because of their wicked ways, because of their sin. Sin is disobedience. When God says, don't do this, and you do it, it's sin. So what they have done, they have offended God. And God is angry because God is holy. He hates sin. Isaiah chapter 33, verse 10, or say, but they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. Therefore, he was turned to be their enemy, and he fought against them. Please, can you read that for us? Isaiah 63, verse 10. They rebelled. Because God said, don't do this, and they have done it. And now God is angry. Because they have vexed his Holy Spirit. Therefore, he was turned to be their enemy. And he fought against them. Can you fight God? But God was fighting against them. That's the state of man. That is why we are in the mess that we are now. God is fighting us. Not until we are reconciled to God, God is always fighting us. And it's a serious thing for God to be fighting you. You can never fight with God. So, two things are needed for this reconciliation to take place. And even if you have to say, Eba, and son, yet meaning you have to say, Eba. And the first thing is that God needs to change. God needs to change. His anger at man's terrible sin needs to, like he said, as I said, Yakupon Esisan. Sa, Ebufona, Yakupon, Enya, Amaye, Yabonino, as I said, Yakupon Esisan. So God must be reconciled. He should be prepared for reconciliation. As I said, Ebufono, Yakupon, Ebufono, Ebafon, and Sana, BBS, and any idea is the kind. Then Yakupon is a son, if he in the Bufu show no. And then secondly, man needs to change. And I give answer to any person as a son. Any part, any part, medicine, Yako Ponsi Pesan, and son as a reconciliation, and I say empata channel, etimi abaso. And that change from man is called the regeneration. Regeneration. Say, Unya again for fro. And Nuna, a bema otimi, enya enuhu, na wakamu bonya chinya kupon. No man can do it except God himself. But God is also a God of love. Let us remember. So he will receive repentant sinners. But remember, God is also light. And he's also a consuming fire. So, where your young people are older, or something you come away, or ja. It is a set of punishing bunny. So, I'm punishing bunny, so dear, that is also when you're judged. Because where you're a God of justice, he also has to punish sin, because he has said that he will punish sin. So, sin must be punished. Otherwise, he won't be God. So, we go on with Romans chapter 1, verse 18. He said, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of man. Nyakopon ebubu shi ono odi free heaven eba ebtia enipa boni a ya yina. So in other sense, we can say that sin is a problem to God. The same as we parents, all of you are parents. You love your children, don't you? You love them because they are your children. But then if your child is committing a serious sin, if he has become a drunkard, a thief, you will never love those things that he's doing. You love him as a person, but you won't love him for what he is doing. You won't like his character, what he is doing. The same with God. God created us in his own image with love. But then, God cannot bear with sin. He's a holy, holy, holy God. Sin must be punished for God to be a just God. In a coupon, or your daughter, or no society, or just. And you know, or no one says, we are born here, I say, or Chumas. And you have a born here, you know, or Chip, what do you mean? I say, may you have a coupon, may you or don't you know? Why are you born to cry? And you have me, because I. No, not just only in a coupon. It is a punish you. And you ever heard a coin, or first, or they punish you. So, if you look at this, you can see that God holds the key to reconciliation. Who's a young phone to put up a foire? It's the DSR and I am in Tembe Bakum, or no, and Lukutasa Safran. All things are done by him. John Calvin, I can't see the woman named John Calvin, one of the reformers, or no, am I a friend? Calvinist, and yes, I don't know the association, no, no, or no, the GDA or Babylon, no, and my answer, GD, John Calvin. Now, as some of kind is there, or see, a preacher will often be in Genesis chapter 3, John chapter 3, and Romans chapter 3 are the key chapters describing our relationship with God and God's great answer. The John Calvin person of Chinese said, "Now, who can or don't you know? When I say when you see John 3:15, Genesis 3:15, Abra." Adam ko ye boni na e fon won nyan fon e sa kan se obema Yesu aba abi Yesu sa boni ni so on so we are God of love, even though we have sinned against him, right there he made a way for us to be reconciled unto him. It was him. Adam say obe preach for from Genesis chapter 3 or John chapter 3, which you all know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, so that whoever will believe in him will not perish but have everlasting life. Oba John trains or see Yamu Ponce de Odo Viatini, and the Odinaba Chromae, and the Obegina Dieno, where one say, no Obenya Edanqua. He said the same thing in Romans chapter 3, verse 23 to 26. But because of time, we are not going to read there. But all those places, God made provision for man to be reconciled to himself. So you see that God, because of his love, he is the one that we have offended. He is the offended. Normally, the offender is the one who should go and plead with the offended. So if we ask him, we are born here. Who are we born here? And I'm going to go back. Somebody's going to be back. When they talk about you, they're saying, I'm going to go back. Or no, anybody, or no woman, or two, and I'm on. Say, or of a two, and I'm going to go back. That's the love of God. He has great love for his people. So he has made a way that we will be reconciled unto him once again. And when Adam and Eve sinned and they were hiding, God, like I said, where can you hide from God? God was seeing them. And God asked them four questions. He said, where are you? Who were him from? Who told you that you were naked? Why can you say more? And we'll be some four questions. Also, where are you? Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree that I commanded you not to eat? What did you make us a mammu ni na? You see, you know, so what is this that you have done? A dear na mwai. This is what God told them when he came to the garden and saw. And then he pronounced the curse on the serpent. A whan or the no man at all or one or so, any or ban or so, any other man can so. I no man a day in a so. Obie ne ho no ma ya won wo adam o be ka say onye di boye ni o be kai a very common parable by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the young ruler, the rich young ruler. This man went to Christ to ask Christ, how can I be saved? Then Christ said, you know the commandments, go and follow it. And the man said, oh, I've obeyed all of them. I've obeyed all the commandments. I do this, I do that, I don't do this, I don't do that. Then Christ said, okay, go and sell all your belongings, everything that you have, and give it to the poor, and come and follow me. And the Bible says, the man became very sad, and he turned away. You see, everybody born of Adam, you can never, never, the law, the commandments are there for you to know who you are, because you can never obey them. When you go to Emra na, or the other woman, you be anywhere to my obey to me at this. Emra no ho, Emma Yehu say yes, ye are the money for. Second man in the horn man, I won't say we are the money, but on the manner to ho, I'm Yehu say ye are the money for. Ain't you know, now maybe your example say, a branch be a no wuska, pa or call yes to ho, a could be something say, yes, and then I may ya, may ya down, and I say, make a heavy. And yes, you can't, the seven name Emrano, Coco Jim Ranoso, now make a heavy. No, so, and my bedding so, bedding in answer, my essay, bedding man so. And I used to can't say, call Nakoton with Yemenina. Na, Pache and Yafo, na bedimachi. Or cast down, I feel it is who run in the rear who ye, not done in any coy. Obi also a dim running in answer. Nay, you have to say, Emrano, the key, Emrano, dear, a woman is near pan or draw woman on your coupon. If you are a kumem, which nobody has, no human being, because of our depravity. Sa or Donna and Yakubo here say, you are coming in our solution, who be you as your horse or Donny. Nay, now you can't Emrana, you can't oh, Menko Nipa, Menko Riadi, Menko Yase, but. Ye you say Emrana Casano, ye a dimu pali say, ya kumem say a tea on your queen, or do pie or the ma on your coupon. And I say, Ubi any year say, I won't want them one, or was our brother. Also, a rich young man, or also a dim running in our so, Coton or near Manabi Dinia Coupon to the also own tea. He said, Ne Craig in Ashe, the near Manu. If no use can say, if you ask you can a bear day, I must take any, say, or of a cohet heaven. If you say, Sai Kana Wanyano, a mouth when you so. I'm a woman of the power on your coupon. Would you ask what you want to say almost a boy a fire on your coupon? Shabra, would you say, let me be now fire union that will be on? Because they are waiting upon fire. And a bra, who say, oh, if you have a quack crowd, Minyabi. You could be so we are Minyabi. And no part will be different. Because they were in that movie. Now, what in that way now, then your coupon, then your love, your trust, your everything is in the Lord. And this is what we don't have. Nobody has. It is only Christ who can give us. But you see that God over there, right then, he made a garment for them to cover them. We show that one day God will reconcile man to himself. And he put a flaming sword there, like the angels, to guard the place so that they don't go there again. Tell the Yakupon a pamta yet share on HSL. Obedi omo kwa dachi omo entadi odi ko sheyo aboa den skin na won say aboa skin so benya aboa skin dey come aboa. That is why the Bible says without the shedding of blood there's no remission of sin. Say emoja e hwe hu a body fa chenihu the hope am na ko e chere say o di emoja e be pata sa body na aba eti na okum aboa de ne hu no e ko cover omo. So God has been separated from us because of our sin. Apostle Paul, when he was writing to the Colossians in chapter 1, verse 21, he said, and you that were enemies, that were sometimes alienated as enemies in your mind by wicked words, yet now had he reconciled. You see, moi, or Paul catch you and say, moi, and maybe a chemo na muye a tamfu, mona fede na kupo onemu chemo asan ayeba. He has reconciled man to himself. That's what I said, that the young man, he didn't know that the law hangs on this one. He said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor by that. Can anybody do this? Can you do this genuinely? You can't. It has to come from God himself, through the Holy Spirit, who will point you to our Lord and Savior Jesus. So it is only Christ who has come to obey this whole law. He is the only one who can love sincerely from the heart. So when you believe in him, he gives you that as a gift for you to present the one you come before. Because one day you come before God. The Bible says it's appointed unto man to die once, after death there's judgment. If I were now we said then we will be a church. Bible says, "Owo achi no atemwo ho." uwechi no atemwo atemwo no ho no ene yakopon ostate a otwe nipa efrimu enti no ma yesu ebewu emmai and when you are talking about this thing, people don't seem to know the wrath of God, because God hates sin and sin is in us, therefore God cannot be with us. There is a story I read about a king who wanted morality, like, to be in his kingdom, and he commanded that anybody who will be found to be involved in any kind of immorality will have to they will like take out your eyes. And the first person who committed this offense was his son. His own son was the one who committed that offense. If he was only a father, he could have just brought it up. But he was a father and also a king. So the law that he had, the commandment that he had made, he had to also obey it. So what he did was that, instead of taking your two eyes, I will take one off, and then the other one, that should be the two, I will take mine off. So I will have one eye, and you have one eye, to show that I'm punishing for the sin that you have committed. I'm also showing love. The American is there. So the young people, I am I. So all the people to attend the meeting, who are still aware of him, be and our shamra. So what? Kolumono, bako ya boni biya, bako ya biya efate biya. You to two enemy. Oka sa atem yano si epe anche na ono aneba. Eko ya sa boni. Sisi ano oye papa esa ya ohine. So papa nko adi akobeti na kaso me ba no boni amaye no onfa no nko ba we ohine a wa hyemra tisi odi sa amra no so do ka ni sesa ya tie dia in sesa betu me ba ni mede no betu ono ni dia ba ko metu me mesu me dia ba ko enje so ono wani ba ko na mesu wani ba ko na ma omemu fo ne hu se ma ye dia esese me ye ma punish me ba no na me ba no fo hu se me do na mpa en na yakopon so o ya maye o yakopon no o ye God of justice esese o punish sin. Na esan se oye eja tunti no ese se o che odo enso mane pema ye ni aga beye ni mane ese se oye ni na enti de obo beye ni se sa ni tie dia ene e mia meta ba ege se nipa na mo boni no aketua no mia mabeje o me de mo boni a che bo ene yakopon amaye. Now friends, when we are talking about these things, it's a very serious thing. Like I always say, the most important message on earth is the gospel. And that is why in other areas it is called the good news. If it wasn't for Christ, we were all doomed going into this destruction. And people think it is something that they can joke with. But remember that even in heaven there were angels that rebelled, and God drove all of them, cast them into utter darkness. Now you were ashamed before. Now you are going to be holy, holy, holy. You are going to be holy. You are going to be holy. You are going to be we all know about Noah's time. When sin was the increase, was in such an increase, God had to drown the whole world in the flood, leaving only 8 souls. And that's how serious it is. Only 8 souls out of the whole people that were living at the time, only 8 souls were saved, and those who listened to Noah and entered the ark. So the same thing with us now. Christ is the ark. It's warning that it will happen again. It is only those who will run to Christ that will be saved. Noah, apart from them, we can't say angels, you have to mean Noah time to start. I'm going to call Emma Noah, Emma warning, be brave for about 120 years. Not before see Noah. Because he said, Decope is so start to say, Eto. It's only Toya, my friend, now. Oh, my God, I can't be a Nipper and my trip. I'm going to call Uncle Me say. And then Uncle Sodom and Gomorrah. Show those who know your scriptures. It was burnt with fire because of sin. So when God is talking about sin, it is a serious thing. And that is the message we are supposed to proclaim all over in this world that we are living now. Christ also talked about hell. Yes, you can hell once in because I was so busy hell any baby. Meanwhile, there's nowhere in the Bible that I can say hell being there. Bible rather proves that there's hell. Baby, why I train hell and part? Ah, so one performer used to be one of the core. There are only two places to go, heaven or hell. And Christ talked about hell so many times. I'll just mention one in Matthew chapter 25, verse 30. And you're talking about the parable of the talents. Talents, or more talent, you know. Look at what he said. Those who were unprofitable, he said, and cast ye the unprofitable servants into utter darkness, where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Bro, can you read that for me? Matthew chapter 25, verse 30. Isaiah said the same thing in Isaiah chapter 28, verse 22. He said, now therefore, be ye not mockers, lest your bands be made strong. For I have heard from the Lord God of hosts a consumption ever determined upon the whole earth. So Isaiah, I'm so you focus here, on also a cancer, say, what is in your coupon, Eddie, I came mockers here, everybody. So sin destroys us. Boni a king free on your young bones. Now so I don't think it's not the way I can in chat if I when God for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that those who believe in him will not perish. It means that if you don't believe in him, you will perish. This is from the scripture. So it is a serious sin, friend. And my next point is that for reconciliation to take place, the cause of the enmity must be removed. And sana sa baku yene ebebano. Adikodi edi sa otani ba yeno. You see, you feel. Any edi kanzo akase. The edi otani ba yeno. Any day, any sin, anybody. I will just turn to two examples. The first in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 11. He was talking about the woman. We are not mentioning the woman's name or where she's from. But he said, and if she depart, let her remain unmarried, or be reconciled to her husband, and let not the husband put away his wife. You see? Say, or can or baby when any kunu ejay. No, see on sani ni kunu enkoye back. They should be reconciled. Talking about reconciliation. And another one is in also he said, go to your husband and be reconciled unto him. Something has happened. Go and settle with your husband. There was another one in Matthew chapter 5, verse 23 and 24, Sermon on the Mount. Matthew 5:23. I said, therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there remember that thy brother has ought against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First reconcile to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Bro.
Three.
Strong, yes, impossible coming. Otherwise, you are doing that in sin. Or see, go, remember that your brother has something against you. Leave your gift there in front of the altar. First, go and reconcile with your brother, then come and offer your gift. Go to him and sort things out before you can come to God. It is the same way with us. We have to be reconciled to God before God will also be happy with us. This Leo Morris said the same thing about this thing. He said that, let us suppose you have had a quarrel with a friend. In the heat of the moment, strong words were spoken, and the friendship you have so valued has been strained. Perhaps when you cool down, you say to yourself, I was a fool to quarrel with him. He is a wonderful person and a valued friend. Then you think, I would love to be friends again. I would like to have things as you were. Your morals are small, can you say? Sorry, conversation. Of course, say, it's so new, I don't feel home. Maybe I'm going to cry. Then to come in, what can't be a yapa, the action? Now, Montemaya Bassa. Maybe I feel you don't want to know, my name is. If I say, beside my own for them, and tell me, find you, and tell me, Bassa, and sign for you. What can't say, I won't eat me in 10 feet, and I won't cut it, not in Tamaya Bassa. You have to take steps, you have to go and sort things out. You have to go and tell your friends that what you have done, you have regretted, and then you want to repair that message. So you have to take the initiative. You have to go to your friend and make sure that you sort out things with them. You can't just say, I'm sorry, and then you just say, no. You have to make the move. You have to go and sort things out with your friend. And that is what God has done for us. He has reconciled us to himself, as we read from the beginning. In Christ Jesus, he has reconciled us to himself in Christ Jesus. The same Murray says that the atonement, or see that people concentrate on the symptoms and do not get to the grips with the deep-seated causes of the trouble. Obi no obi nyasema on kwahwe adikodi apotia e ma atem no bae. On o hwe de asi. So say when you wake eh then o mun kasa. And can because in the villages for them it's just to show respect to the elderly. Oni pani bi nyasem a. Na e ko dwim panimfo anim a. Be na pani ba be betu mu nyasi atem so. Na eye panicho nako. Really, who came on? A boon, a demon for the national, and you're right. As any panoman come watching in Tia, a man, yes. If you are one year, dear, there will be been a buyer here, a man, yes. What I'm saying is that in the villages, when there is a dispute between an elderly and a younger person, and one elderly person can say that, oh, I've just stepped on the case, I've put my stamp on it, just go and beg your uncle or your senior brother, or whatever. And I'm saying that is not right. The person must be given the chance to express him or herself why that thing happened. He may not have done it well, maybe to say something bad against an elderly person, but then the cause must be removed. The cause of the enmity must be removed. Otherwise, it will just hang. Say, I must ask. Or better say, okay, what can I do? But I come and still a man who is here. He said, I will be here. The same thing with us and God. Say, you are removing that enmity now. Away in your point in terminal. And how is that removed? God said that in Isaiah chapter 1 verse 5, he said, your whole head is injured, your whole heart afflicted. From the sole of your foot, the top of your head, there is no soundness, only wounds and wells, and open sores, not cleansed or bandaged or soothed with oil. That is how we are before God. We are sinful through and through. We can never go near God. That is the enmity. The enmity is the sin between us and God. So when we are saying that the enmity must be removed, that sin must be removed. And how can the sin be removed? The sin can only be removed when there's an atonement. empathy, and then the people know empathy. And some of our body or time away and turn it between your free one. I guess I could do a time by you free. I could hear any upon them, anybody. That is a bonnie, no, a free hole. Your bed, anybody is a free hole. I just say, your pattern. I just say, your pattern. And the third point is that God has accomplished this reconciliation through Christ. When you go on the star, a carbon, Abba, or the Alpha, yes, so. On Nam, yes, so, Apata, a Nipa. It didn't make us a star reconciliation in the future, Yankupon, or no, anybody, or no, Akronwa. It's not here to him, 585. Okay, I won't hear here. Say yes to no, anybody, or no woman, or no one can sound very shame. Now, or GFE, the embodiment, and can be who here, dear, what wire, but you know, won't have to go patch up. Where you are no now, but now about you to Yamupon, and now or started the whole thing. That's why we started reading from verse 18. He said, all this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ. See, God was reconciling the world to himself through Christ. Verses 18 and 19. All this is started from God. God started the whole thing. We have eaten the forbidden fruit, and that he came to seek us the same way as he went to seek for Adam and Eve when they were hiding. The same thing with us. Yen ya boni ba baba hwe yen. Ama wa suma Yesu. Yesu ori ne ye baako efri esro aba abewu edi ne pata ne moja apepa ye boni. If he said baba ka said yen hwe emoja enu a boni fa che bi eni. Ntina Paul ka said all this is from God. Verse 18. In other words, reconciliation is a work of the sovereign grace from God, beginning to the end. In the New English Bible, it says, from first to last, this has been the work of God. From the beginning, it is by grace. It is God who started. The same God must end it. He has sent his Son to come and die for us, so that we will be reconciled to him. Romans chapter 5, it says, but God commanded his love, God commended his life, his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. See, when we were yet sinners, yeah, what body mono, and I used to be my, come who you could be one will be our papa. By any day, your body mukrani, yes, you buy, if you am I. So, friends, think about this. We have offended God. We are the ones who are supposed to go and beg God. But we are so sinful. We are so depraved. We are dead. That is what he said. If you eat from this fruit, you will die. We are dead in sin. How can a dead person do anything? So God has done the whole thing. He has come to give us regeneration through the Holy Spirit, pointing us to Christ, what Christ has done on the cross of Calvary. We only need to believe it, confess our sins unto him, and ask him to forgive us. And he will forgive us, because he's a God who cannot lie. In the olden days, if you look at what God did to the Israelites, when they sinned against him, sometimes the earth will open, and thousands of people will just be buried under. Why? Because he brought them from Egypt in a very miraculous and wonderful way. They saw all his works, and yet they sinned against him. So God was very, very angry. In Exodus chapter 32, verse 10, God said to Moses, leave me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them. That's what God was saying to Moses. Moses, brother, you are a young man, a friend, who is a friend, omo du baby omo sa ko sumbu abosumbu o ka je ni say jami na me nusu e omo nyina. But look at what he has said to us in our day. Yes, nti ke de o ka che is that for no boni omo ye 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 de is that yes obi wa ma yin nti asuma worker or say I will bear their wrath, I will be consumed in their place. Mia no egufo no mia magi ama me ho e na yesu ebewu ma ye. Yen na ye won't be a simwa your body I am young or compressed face, I'm only now or this share you to go and die on the cross of Calvary. Would you say if I cry out a crack cry? Because again, your body is why you need a back one. Now you say, we are seeing in our body, or this why is said the bear. Now, okay, yes, you are. Obia, Yankupon asked man on said, didn't you, or Yankupon himself. But over there, my God, why has that forsaken me? Or see, Minyami, Minyami, I didn't see any way, Yama. At that time, and what the Bonia Swano, so he was a sinful person in darkness. They were darkness for 3 hours. All these are signs to show us what God has done for us. So he cried, why have you forsaken me? God had to forsake him because he was filled with sin. So if he has done that to Christ, what is your answer to it? What have you done towards that? Said, my God, why has that forsaken me? God had done because he was bearing the sin of everybody. So God had to forsake him and let him go through all that suffering. So God has taken the lead and has given our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You have to believe in him. You have to accept that you are a sinner. There's nothing you can do about your sin. You are trusting only and only in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And in the last chapter, he said he has also given us a ministry of reconciliation. We can't go to another topic itself. Maybe the next time we have the opportunity, we'll go. But I want to read before you John 1 verse 29, when John the Baptist was pointing to Christ. He said, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. So God has started the reconciliation by sending Jesus Christ to come and die on the cross of Calvary. Friends, this is our greatest need. If you have not been reconciled to God, no matter who you are, no matter where what you have attained in this world, it is a disaster. Because you can't glorify God in your sin. You must be taken away from that sin. You must be washed clean from that sin. You must be born again for you to be able to glorify God and then enjoy him forever and ever. Robert, you must have never again. The American said, "We are going to Tanya ever die and then in terminal, or not a son of anybody, or not a son of a two and a mon, I a DBA, every time I was our time, a year fever, near Nina Ayabacum. Tell me, no, any issue, I will be on the cross of Calvary. Sabeno, then you have found your body in Aswano. Ama, Yakupo, who is that, or the Boyeni. It didn't allow you to, I can say, Minyami, I didn't see our pine. A pine, because at that time, no, the Boyeni actually. Now, yeah, your body in market, yeah, and all the man. And they say, why are you now, my dear? Once you assemble, no, can't ever. What you are among? Says, our reconciliation, no, obey part of it. O do wash him. Say, Yakupo, maybe you were free, if you are the Boyeni. Now, what was our bow, and never see anyone. So, when you are a Unia, a kind of home. If you say, when you who also the home will be a Barbara Castle when I'm a camp, Hebrews 9:27, or say it is appointed unto man to die once. All of you are aware of how people are dying these days. Who will be never who watches as well? Who will be never with me as well? Or what the home will be a but what brow home? Says, oh, no bar. Why are you ready? Why are you reconciled to God? If not, what efforts are you making? This is the time. There will be no other time when you die. When you die, it will be finished. This is the time. Give your life to Christ. Reconcile to God. And then you can glorify him and enjoy him forever and ever.